This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a Friday night here on the Lake Show. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake. Jonathan Lowell alongside. We have a three-hour tour tonight. We are done in time for the news at 9 o'clock tonight. I hope you had a good week. And I kind of get to Friday, and it's like, whew. Busy week for me. Not only my regular gig, but filling in on the radio tonight. And Thursday night, I was at a football game, 6A quarterfinal, and it was the Moorhead Spuds taking on the Centennial Cougars, the 2023 big school champs over at Spring Lake Park. Tip of the cap to everyone at Spring Lake Park. They're always great, and the Spuds played great. They have a phenomenal quarterback, running back, and receiving core, and their quarterback, their top running back, and their top receiver are all juniors, and they are 7-4, and they knocked off 9-1 Centennial, so they're on to the semifinals at U.S. Bank Stadium. We'll have more on the football playoffs, state tournament games tonight, quarterfinals all over the state of Minnesota. There were a number of games last night. We'll get into that later in the show. State volleyball heads for championship Saturday in St. Paul at the Wild Arena. And I'm trying to create a new habit. Instead of trying to follow the sponsors and keep track of all of that stuff, I'm going to go from now on, or I'm going to try to. Viking Stadium, Twins Ballpark, Timberwolves Arena, Wild Arena. Instead of trying to keep track of all the sponsor mentions, I don't know. It probably won't work out very well. But anyway, by the way, the state football semifinals are at the Viking Stadium next week. the Wild, they're on the road. They're playing the Islanders tonight. Timberwolves are home tonight. And they will be playing the Jazz, I believe, at Target Center tonight.
First game of the NBA Emirates Cup round robin for the Timberwolves.
Woo! Yeah. You know, first year I was a little bit intrigued. Second year I was like, eh. Wait, third year, I believe, starting now, and I am, yeah, okay. For me, I feel this way, and I know why they did it. Because the NBA season, in my opinion, starts still. Even though the NFL is kind of encroached on that turf, for me, the NBA season starts for real around the holidays and the Christmas Day games. And then I think they really start to crank it up in the new year. And then certainly that push. I think there's a lot of teams in the NBA, in my opinion. And this isn't a knock. I think it's been this way in the league for a long, long time. Now, Oklahoma City came out of the gate, and they played great all year. They were the dominant team. They ended up winning the title. Michael Jordan's Bulls would go on runs like that. Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors early in his career would go on runs like that, where they would just come out of the gate and they would just stomp people and, you know, win 60-plus games and win a title. For the Timberwolves, I think this team is in the mode of, yeah, we did it a year ago. We didn't play all that great early in the year, and then they went on a tear late and got into the top six and were able to avoid the play-in tournament. So I think this Timberwolves team, you know, barring major injuries, are talented enough to be in the playoffs. At one way, shape, or form, they will be in the postseason. And really, you ultimately just want to be in the top six. So Emirates Cup doesn't really fire me up, and, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, that's get started tonight at Target Center. And then the Loons, winner take all game three in their first round Major League Soccer coming up. And I can't remember that is Saturday, and it is a matinee. So it's Saturday at 3. And once again, that's a winner take all. They split the first two games of that best of three, so the Loons need a victory to advance. All right, you're up to date on the headlines. I did want to tell you early in the week, I generally do not go out on school nights, you know, and I still call it a school night, but, you know, work nights, weeknight, I'll go out and do a ball game, but my wife was able to score tickets to see David Byrne at the Orpheum, and he was here two nights. On Monday night and Tuesday night, we went to the Tuesday night show, and it was phenomenal. Big fan of Talking Heads, have been a long time, and David Byrne was in town and put on a show in Minneapolis. I don't remember, was it pre-COVID? Maybe it was a post-COVID, it's all a blur. But he was in town in recent memory, and it was great. And once again, David Byrne was in town Monday and Tuesday night. Maybe it's not your cup of tea, but what struck me about the show, and I read some reviews, other stops on tour, perused the review from Monday night, and he is a great talent. There's no doubt about it. Maybe his music is not your cup of tea, but the band and the dancers and the choreography and the show he put together was pure artwork. And to me, that level of talent blows me away just as much as great talent in sports. And I'm a huge sport fan, whether it's high school sports, college sports, the pro game. And we have some great talents in this town right now. Kirill Kaprizov for the Wild, Anthony Edwards for the Timberwolves, Justin Jefferson among some of the great talents, but probably the premier talent on the Vikings roster right now. There's some other very good players, but Justin Jefferson maybe a step ahead of those in the NFL. And then, of course, the Twins, you know, Byron Buxton, in spite of a really rugged 2025 season for the Twins, is a great talent. And I put David Byrne and the show he put together Tuesday night in that category. It was just phenomenal. And it was a packed house, and he did news stuff, and he gave the fans what they wanted and some of the old Talking Head stuff. And just an amazing presentation with video and lighting and dancing and just amazing talent. What struck me is that the kids, if you will, as part of this group that put on the show with David Byrne, there's no doubt a good chunk of them weren't even born when some of these songs were hits. And to me, that was really impressive. But it does bring me to another topic. And when we left the Orpheum and got to our car and headed home, and we talked about the show, our youngest daughter went with us, so it was the three of us. And we talked about the show all the way home and the talent, and what our favorite moments were. And it kind of struck me again. I love to go to concerts. And we kind of talked about, you know, our favorite all time. Near the top of the list for my daughter had to be the Beyonce show over at the U when she was in town on her last tour. And my wife went with her. I didn't go that night, and I'm kicking myself. But I kind of came up with my top three concerts. Now, with all due respect to David Byrne and the two shows I've seen in recent memory in Minneapolis, they were great and certainly honorable mention. But don't crack the top three for me. I still put number one when U2 played in the pouring rain at the U, summer of 2011, as being insane. I was soaked from head to toe, and everybody there was. And we had terrific seats at about the 50-yard line. And if you remember, the stage was kind of in the middle of the stadium, this gigantic structure. And the thought was it was going to rain, and they played through the pouring rain. And then the worry was, are they going to stop the show? Is there going to be lightning? And it looked as though that there were lightning way off the distance, but it never got to the point where they had to, you know, for the safety of the spectators and the band and the crew, shut the show down. It went on in the pouring rain. And if you were there, and there were 60,000 probably at what at the time was TCF Bank Stadium, I'll call it the Gopher Football Stadium. It was memorable for a number of reasons. U2 has always put on a great show. We've seen them a lot. But that was very memorable in the pouring rain at the U. Another one comes to mind, and this was a little show. Blondie and her original band from New York at the old Guthrie Theater. It's no longer there. They tore that down. They kind of remodeled the Walker Art Center, and now the Guthrie's on the riverfront. This is at the old Guthrie Theater in the summer of 99. And my wife got tickets, and it was kind of like, yeah, I'll go see Blondie. I mean, you know, legendary band. She was great. The band was great, and they just blew the roof off that old theater. It was unbelievable. I was staggered how good that show was that night. And then the other one in my top three, and I don't know if you're into the blues, but the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan and Greg Allman warmed up for Stevie Ray Vaughan at the Met in Bloomington way back in the summer of 87. And we had phenomenal seats, probably sixth or seventh row. And able to watch the great Greg Allman and the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan up close at the Met. And I think that was like a half house. So the stage was set up maybe at what would be center ice for a North Stars game. So they had seating in about 50% of the building, and that was an unbelievable show. I'll add to my honorable mention list here. I already talked about David Byrne and his two most recent appearances here in Minneapolis. Those were just dynamite shows. Van Halen did a comeback tour at Target Center. Wolfgang Van Halen was on bass, but otherwise it was Eddie Alex and David Lee Roth. And they really were great that night. And it was one of those tours where it depended on how David Lee Roth was doing. But to see Eddie, David Lee Roth, and Alex Van Halen, and then Eddie's son Wolfgang perform, they put on a great show that night. at Target Center. That was really good. I had to add Frank Sinatra at the Met Center Super Bowl weekend. That was when the Bills and Washington played at the Metrodome way, way back. And then another one that comes to mind, Eric Clapton with Robert Cray warming up at the old Civic Center in St. Paul. And Phil Collins was playing drums for Eric Clapton that night. So those kind of stand out for me. If you've got one you want to share, your favorite concert of all time, maybe your top three, you can share on our talk and text line. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. That is good for a call or a text. Jonathan Lowe is our producer tonight. I'm Steve, and I'm in for Henry here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, it was a great show Tuesday night at the Orpheum. David Byrne in town. Whether you're a fan of Talking Heads or not, what a talent. And what a phenomenal show he and the entire crew put together. It was constant motion. No one was in one place at one time. Drums, guitars, sax, other instruments, dancers, constant movement all night. And the stage was a huge video screen. It was spectacular. Get a chance to read the review. But really, really great. And considering he's in his 70s now, really was good. Really good stuff. And it kind of came to mind, favorite concerts over the years. Didn't make the top three, but still honorable mention. Certainly a top 10 show on Tuesday night. From our text line, 651-461-9226. Charlie Daniels, Santana, and Poco. It was an open-air show. I have no recollection as to where it was. I love that part. But it was fabulous. Here's one from the old Guthrie. I saw Blondie there. It's always going to be a top three show. Blondie that night, her original band. This goes back 25 years, summer of 99. Unbelievable how good that show was and how great that band was and how great she sounded that. It was top notch. But at the old Guthrie, Rory Gallagher, Jeff Healey, Todd Rundgren, the old Guthrie was tremendous. It's a shame it's gone. I'm surprised that, you know, as they remodeled the Walker Arts Center, they didn't try to keep that around. I think it's a tragedy that the old Guthrie is no longer there. Here's one from 75, Steve Miller Band. This is pre-Fly Like an Eagle. Really good stuff. Another show that I got to keep bringing up, and this is one of my favorite concert stories, and that was Super Bowl weekend when it was Washington and Buffalo, and they played at the Metrodome. And Frank Sinatra was in town at the Met Center. We were living in Sioux Falls, and I was doing Augustana women's games on the radio at the time. Augustana that night happened to be playing at what was Mankato State. It's now, of course, Minnesota State. So it was the Vikings and the Mavericks in Mankato. And the plan was we'd drive to Mankato, I'd do the game, and we'd get out of there and head for the cities. Problem is, during the game, it started snowing. So our drive was slower than expected to get to the Met and Frank getting on stage, because we thought, you know, Frank would be on stage around 9 o'clock. Well, we got there later than that. We had to park in the fringes of the Met Center parking lot. And we had a Ford Tempo at the time. I think it was the only Ford Tempo in the lot. It was a lot filled with Cadillacs and Lincolns and other luxury automobiles. We made our way to the Met in the snow, found our seats, and still got to hear a handful of songs from the chairman of the board. That was Frank Sinatra. I'm really glad we did that. Another one I expected to hear from folks on tonight, and this is kind of going in the way back machine. You know, anybody that was at the Beatles show at Met Stadium way back in the day. Now, I'm not old enough to have attended. Another one is the Eagles show at Met Stadium. And that certainly was, by all accounts, a very memorable show. But live music, live entertainment like that, whatever genre you prefer, it is really good stuff. The only thing I wish is that the Viking Stadium had better acoustics. We saw U2 there, and we've seen U2 a ton. We've even gone to Soldier Field in Chicago to see U2 play. And the only thing is that for that U2 show at the Viking Stadium, we paid our dues, bought the tickets, waited in line all day, and we stood about 15 feet away from the edge all night. So the acoustics really weren't a factor that close, but that's probably the biggest knock. Acoustics at Target Center, or the Timberwolves and Lynx Arena, or the acoustics at the Wild Arena, pretty darn good. 629 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. And if you want to share a favorite show, you can always text 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It is Steve in for Henry tonight here on The Lake Show and News Talk, 830-WCCO. When we come back, we'll have an update on the weather. And then one of the Royals got in trouble, pretty big trouble, for wearing a Dodgers cap. I guess Canada's enraged over this. We'll have that story coming up here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There it is. Same as it ever was.
You can chalk that up to operator error for not playing that before the last segment.
It's all good. It is all good. Jonathan Lohr, producer Steve Thompson, and Henry Lake's got the Friday night off. Odds Henry's at the Timberwolves Arena tonight.
137%.
Yeah,
he already said during his show that he's on his way over.
Yeah.
He's there because he's got to get his computer set up, and he's also watching. Boo, the KU Jayhawks. Boo.
Yeah, yeah. We brought it up, favorite concerts, and we had to get the weather break in, and we promise we'll get to the Royal Hatgate thing up in Canada. We promise we'll get to that story. But concerts and favorite concerts of all time. David Byrne was great. It certainly cracked my top 10 from Tuesday night, but didn't make the top 3 all time. Another one I need to throw in, Tom Petty. Every time I've seen the late, great Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, absolutely outstanding shows at Target Center, one comes to mind. Timberwolves Lynx Arena comes to mind over the years. that's going to be a hard habit to break here as I move forward. All right, we do want to go to the phones, and someone called right before the break, but we certainly want to visit with them about concerts. David Andover, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, boy, can I tell you about some concerts. I'm a longtime listener. I'm a radio addict, and I'm 77 years old. I started listening to radio when I was 10. I bought a Zenith 6 transistor radio for $29.95.
That's a lot of money back in the day.
Back then, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, like I said, I'm 77, and I've been to so many concerts. The first concert I ever, real concert I ever saw was the Beatles at, Met Stadium.
Wow.
1965.
Ooh, that is cool.
Yeah, they had a stage out by the second base.
Yeah.
And I went with a buddy of mine and our girlfriends, and we were right along the third baseline. And
that's cool.
The most amazing concert I ever saw was, what's his name, a violin player. They played with Frank Zappa.
Huh.
His name escapes me now. Anyway.
We might need to go into the text line to get some help on that, I guess.
Yeah.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Anyway, he came out by himself. Warren Zevon. No, not Warren Zevon. Anyway, he had five violins fanned out in front of him. He was sitting on a stool.
Yeah.
He had a red one, a white one, a black one, a green one, and what was the other one? Anyway, and he picked a violin up, and he popped one note, and I swear to God, we had really great seats. We were right in front, the middle, about 10 rows back, and we saw him at one of the theaters, the Orpheum, or...
What, was it Jean-Luc Ponty?
Jean-Luc Ponty.
Yeah, yeah. I was able to look that up, the miracle of the computer.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Well, I mean, and like I said, he played with Frank Zappa and and stuff, but he was all alone and went with a buddy of mine and a couple other guys, and sitting in the 10th row, he came out sitting on a stool. And he sat
just ripped
there.
It
he
up.
He had five violins fanned out in front of him. And he picked one up, and he popped one note. And I swear to God, that note, this is in, the Orpheum, one of the theaters downtown Minneapolis. And so it was a nice place, had good acoustics. And that note went, it went to the back of the theater and hit the wall and came back forward and hit me right in the head.
Yeah, that's great.
One note. And the biggest concert I ever saw, 1975, I was hanging out down in Texas. My brother lived down there. And we went over to New Orleans. They had the first annual Pride of Dixie. 1975, it opened up with Black Oak, Arkansas, Charlie Daniels, Marshall Tucker, and the Allman Brothers.
Wow, some Southern fried rock. That's pretty cool. Hey, Dave, we got to run. Want to get to some text. Thanks for the call. Great memories, for sure. Favorite concerts. Want to jump back to the text line here. Someone threw out Jethro Tull. I've listened to a lot of Jethro Tull over the year. Never saw it live. ZZ Top bringing Texas to the USA, 1975. Cheap Trick in Sioux Falls around 1978. The opening act, the little-known band AC/DC. I've heard about that show, Cheap Trick with AC/DC in Sioux Falls. Amboy Dukes, 1974 theater section of the St. Paul Civic Center. That's pretty good. Tears for Fears at the Orpheum, 1985. Great stuff. How about Led Zeppelin at the Met in 75? Oh, my. The great Led Zeppelin. Yeah, some great texts. First concert was at Grand Casino in Hinckley with my mom. And the artist was Leanne Womack. And got to meet Leanne Womack. Dio at Met Center in the early 80s. That's awesome. I saw Deep Purple at Met Center as a kid. And for some reason, this is post getting my driver's license, and a guy I worked with, we weren't really school buddies, he got tickets, and as a high school kid, in the parking lot before Deep Purple at Met Center was an experience. You know, I was born in St. Paul, raised in the burbs. I was educated that night in the parking lot at Center in Bloomington ahead of the Deep Purple show. And then to that moment was the most amazing laser light show I had ever seen. Maybe you're at that Deep Purple show that night. Pretty good stuff. Hey, Jonathan Lowe. Now when you were a college student, you saw a couple of big shows at Iowa State.
I did.
Dave Matthews, that's a big deal.
That's the one I consider my first concert. I went to a concert, and I'm not the biggest concert goer.
Right.
I'm actually going to see one here. I'm actually trying to push myself out there. I'm going to see one in the next few days here over at 7th Ave. I'm sorry, 1st Ave.
Yeah.
Down the street. I get confused. 7th Street leading to 1st Ave. I'm going to go to 1st Ave in a few days.
Well, you could go to the entry, you know.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You could go 7th Street entry.
Yeah.
But the first true concert I'd say I went to was Dave Matthews Band freshman year of college. The next year, Billy Joel came through, and so we saw me and
a big one,
a guy on the floor. He asked me, he was going with his sister and a couple of and another person. He said, "Hey, you want to go?" I was like, "Yeah, Billy Joel, of course." A concert that and I've seen bands that are not, you know, top of mind, not the biggest draws, not the biggest top 40 hits type of people. But there was a concert I went to a couple of years ago in at the amphitheater up in Waite Park, just outside of St. Cloud, on the edges of St. Cloud.
Sure.
And there's a violin player. Speaking of what David from Andover was talking about, a violin player, there's a violin player currently that is, she's been around for about a decade. She was on America's Got Talent and kind of launched her career from that. Her name is Lindsey Stirling. And she did a show up there that I said, you know what, I'm going to drive up there, I'm going to see this show. And it was phenomenal. She's a violinist, but she's a violinist slash dancer slash acrobat. So you're not only seeing her play violin just standing in one spot. She's dancing around. She's leaping around. She's going up and over on the, and she's doing acrobatic tricks that you would
really
see kind of Cirque du Soleil.
That sounds very cool. It's kind of like Red Panda plays a violin.
Yes. It's... I was hoping to see the show. I was hoping not to be disappointed. I wasn't disappointed. And if you get a chance to see her in person and see that show in person, I highly recommend it.
And by the way, Red Panda, is that not the best NBA halftime act of all time?
I know Pablo Torre of ESPN fame has been pushing to get her in the Hall of Fame. I second that. Let's get Red
totally
Panda in the
agree.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Red Panda, Hall of Fame halftime act, Red Panda for sure. From the text line, couple more really good. 2019 John Prine at Red Rocks with the Denver Orchestra. Bummed I've never seen a show at Red Rocks out in Colorado. How about this Pink Floyd at Camp Randall in a downpour? That sounds fantastic. You two in the downpour at the U, the Gopher Football Stadium. That still to me, and big U2 fan, like I say, seen him many times. Target Center, Civic Center, Soldier Field, Viking Stadium. I'm trying to break that habit. Really great stuff. And my wife's a big fan as well. But literally standing there in a downpour, and it was just those moments. I cannot believe I'm here for this moment. That at the moment, the largest rock band in the world, and one of the largest touring acts in history, is here, and they're playing in the pouring rain at the University of Minnesota was very, very cool. 13 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock. Steve in for Henry tonight. Jonathan Lowe is here as well. News Talk, 830-WCCO. I was a huge fan of the series The Crown. And you got to peek behind the curtain, if you will. And they probably took some artistic license in all of that. I don't think the royal family has been thrilled with The Crown, but I thought it was tremendous. And I did learn a lot. And what I did learn, it's not easy to be a member of the royal family. And here is another case in point. I don't know if you heard about this, but a story from the AP. Prince Harry went to Toronto for events marking the end of World War I and found himself on an apology tour for offending Canadians. What could he have done? Well, he dared to wear a Dodgers hat while in L.A. at a Dodger game. A World Series game, no less. And that didn't go over very well. It was seen as a major snub in Canada, a British Commonwealth nation, where his father, King Charles III, is the head of state. Harry was blasted on social media in the Great White North. Harry apologized for the blunder and tried to put a humorous spin on the incident, as he referred to as Hatgate. And when he did an interview, he put on a Blue Jays cap and tried to make good. Are we really that thin-skinned? That, you know, he's in L.A. Doesn't Harry and the wife live part-time in Southern California?
No. Full-time. They live there. They don't live anywhere else.
Well, I know they went across the pond and tried to make amends. And there are rumors that Harry is thinking about heading home. I'm not sure how much his better half thinks about that. We know there's a fair amount of baggage there. But I don't know. This seems to me, were people really offended? If he lives in the greater L.A. area, and I'm sure it's a nice place. I'm sure it's a very nice place wherever they live. Wearing a Dodger cap at a Dodger game in L.A., and that's where you live? I really can't believe people took offense to that.
I can for a couple reasons. Number one, again, yes, it is silly. But like you said, this is a British Commonwealth country.
Right.
The king is their leader.
Yeah.
So he is potentially in line down the road to become the leader. If you know, once Charles passes on and if William, well, maybe he isn't.
I think he's way down the list because you got William and then you got
William's heirs.
Son.
That's right. You got William's heirs.
Yeah, but, so you have William's heirs. So, you know, Harry's out of the mix.
But I mean, still, this is what are you talking about here?
Yeah,
Canadians are saying. And the other thing is, I watching the World Series, there were people that were rooting against the Dodgers because they didn't want to see the Dodgers win because, you know, it's boring. It's become like the Yankees. It's become like the Patriots and all that.
The new evil empire.
Yes. But there were other people that were rooting for L.A. because they didn't want to see a team from Canada win because Canada, quote-unquote, has treated us so badly. They've booed us. Like, can you blame them?
I was pulling for the Blue Jays. Number one, AL versus NL. I guess I'm a traditionalist in that sense. Rather see an AL team win it than an NL team. It's not that and Ohtani put on a show, and Yamamoto was lights out. It was a very compelling World Series. But if I had my druthers, it would have been the Blue Jays, and they came close. But yeah,
they came about as close as you could get without winning it.
Oh,
about an inch.
Painful. Yeah. So Prince Harry. Had to make amends. Now, after he donned the Blue Jays hat, he admitted that going back to L.A., there might be a problem there. They just can't win. Hard to be a Royal. By the way, speaking of baseball, Bobby Nightingale covers the Twins. There have been some moves so far. We'll get into that following the news and weather at 7 here on CUCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.